Great Torah. Okay, Boker Tov, everybody. We spoke last about Mea Berachot and how, because of the opportunity to recite Mea Berachot every single day, the two rites of the Chachamim instituted that one should recite Birkot HaShachar every single morning in order to get another 18 and add up to 100 every morning. So these Berachot, the Gemara tells us that when a person wakes up, he hears the rooster crow, he says, and when he opens his eyes, he says, Pokeach Ivirim, and when he puts on his clothes, he says, Malbish Aramim, and so on and so forth. It's very interesting. The Gemara sounds as if you only recite these Berachot upon experiencing the action, the phenomenon that you are reciting the Beracha on. So why is it that every single morning we don't hear a rooster crow in Washington Heights, and we still recite the Beracha of Hanoten Lasech Vivina? Okay, Tosafot says it's about the general waking up, so let's move on to the other one. Not everyone wears leather shoes. You still say Shasali Kol Tzarki. Why do we recite all these Berachot even if we don't experience them? In fact, the Rambam writes famously that you shouldn't. The Rambam writes that one only recites his Berachot in Perek Zayin Hilchot Tefillah. A person only recites his Berachot b'sha'ah that he experiences them. So, in fact, it's very interesting. The Rambam says in Halacha Tet over there that Nahagu Ha'am, the people do. Berov Areinu, Nevarech Berachot Elu. In most of the places, they say these Berachot Kulan, Zoachar Zo Bevid HaKnesset. They say them all one after the other in Kenisa. Whether they experience them or not, whether they obligated them or not, it's a mistake. He's going on and on. It's amazing. And if you shouldn't do this, you should never recite these berachot unless you actually experience the phenomenon that requires you to recite the beracha. And in fact, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch as well. So where do we come from? Why is it that the Sfaradim, my understanding is that it's the minhag of the entire Jewish nation, not just the Sfaradim, to follow, not the Rambam. Where does this come from? So, before we get to that, it's just interesting to know, there's only one other place that comes to mind that the Rambam acknowledges that the minhag of the world is not like him. Anybody know? Chanukah. The Rambam has his shita about how to light, and then he says, but the minhag is not like me. But okay, fine. So, it's interesting, where does this come from? So there are some Rishonim who don't hold like this. There are some Rishonim who say that, no, this is Minhago Shel Olam. This is the way nature works, and we're making a Beracha on how nature works, and therefore you don't actually have to do them. That's the opinion of Rabbeinu Yehuda Barzilloni, the Ran, and that's the opinion of the Arizal. So the Chida says that, A, this is a Minhag Kadum, so it's pre-Maran, it's pre-Shulchan Aruch, and therefore the Minhag can follow, not the Shulchan Aruch, and also, Nachida says, since the Arizal holds like them as well, had Maran seen the Arizal, he would have been moded to the Arizal. That's what the Chida writes, and therefore the Minhag of the Sfaradim is all unanimously to recite these Berachot, Ben Yitchayvu Bahem, Ben Lo Yitchayvu Bahem. Now, point number two, and then we'll conclude, is that there are 18 Berachot that we say, and then there's three more that we say. There's 18 Berachot you say on phenomenon that you experience every single day, and then there are three Berachot that we say just in general. The Gemara says, you should say, it's a totally different Gemara, it's a totally different sugya. Shelo asani, goy, eved, and isha. How come we say these berachot every single day? Maybe at your bar mitzvah you should just say them and move on. You know, you understand you're a Jew, and then what else do you have to say the beracha for? Does it change every single day? No. It's the same neshama every single morning, right? In fact, the Chida says it might not be. The Chida says that every morning when you wake up, the Ribono Shel Olam might mix your neshama up with another one. For the neshama of a goy, an eved, or an isha. Therefore, you should make sure to say the beracha every single morning to thank the Ribono Shel Olam for not messing with my neshama. Lev tahor bara eli Elohim. Now, you should say this beracha every single morning as a hoda'ah. That's understanding number one, but that's not really going to help us so much. There is another understanding. The Chida says, very appropriate for Elul, that there are certain averot a person can do in this world that warrants him coming back as a Gilgul. Of another thing, if a person does whatever Mishkav Zachor, he might come back as a goy. If a person does, you know, Niyuf, he might come back as an Isha. So therefore, we say these Berachot as an Azhara for ourselves, not as a Hoda'ah. The Chida says, quoted by the Kaf HaChaim also, that we say these Berachot as a charge. Don't do Avirot, do Teshuvah, because if you do Avirot, you might come back as an Eved Goy or an Isha. Finally, the approach that I think touches me the most, is the most meaningful to me, is the approach of Rabbeinu Manoach. Rabbeinu Manoach is one of the Rishonim who writes on the Rambam. He's one of the earliest commentaries on the Rambam. Rabbeinu Manoach has beautiful, beautiful Divrei Torah in addition to trying to tell you the sources of the Rambam. So he writes very, very beautifully that a person wakes up in the morning and he gets out up and he goes out into the world. He goes to an internship in the summer and he's not in the bubble of the yeshiva anymore. And he sees goyim, avadim, and nashim, who are all somewhat seemingly successful, and he wants to be like them. He's jealous of them. Oh, look at this guy. Look at how he's so intellectual, he's so accomplished, he has this, he has that. Wow, I wish I could be like him. Like all those people in whatever, and not YU, the other colleges, they all have so much success, they have such good jobs, they have such good internships, they do so well. Well, they don't learn Torah all day long. That's why you say these berachot. Shelo asani goy ever and isha is a charge to ourselves to realize that as much as they have, they don't come close to a pinky of someone who learns Torah and has neshama eloki of a Yehudi. That lev tov bara li Elohim v'ruach nachon chadesh b'kirbi, that I have the neshama of a Yid. And no matter what they do, they don't come close to me. So we say these berachot every single morning as a charge to ourselves to realize how special we are. Ashrinu matuch chalkenu. Aman Naim Gor Aleinu. Have a great day. Yeah.